Are you someone who loves Christmas to the point that you really hate to take the decorations down, even if it's now January 15th? If you answered yes, you are a Noelophile. And so am I, and this show is for you. Hi, I'm Dot Cannon, also known as Noella Noelophile, and welcome to my Noelophile podcast. On this show, we're going to be talking about Christmas in general, and California Christmas in particular.
You'll be greeted by the family, and you can meet the Queen briefly, and she'll request you to help decorate her tree. And so there's opportunity to do that this year. And then after decorating the tree, we head off to the fencing booth.
How would you like to help a queen celebrate Christmas? If you're in the Bay Area, this weekend or any weekend from now through December 21st, you'll get that opportunity. This weekend's the opening weekend of the Great Dickens Christmas Fair, a Bay Area tradition dating back to 1970. And Lori Tavon portrays a young Queen Victoria presiding over the festivities. Now, if you've never been to the Dickens Fair, it bills itself online as a Victorian Christmas card come to life. But perhaps a much closer description would be that it's magical. And that's how Lori described her experiences portraying the Queen. Lori, how did you first get involved with the Dickens Christmas Fair?
I actually first went to the Dickens Fair. I'm trying to remember exactly when, but my wonderful mother-in-law decided to take me there. And she's the one who taught me to sew. So she helped me make this beautiful three-tiered burgundy gown plaid, and just wonderful for Dickens Fair. And so I went there, and I enjoyed, you know, dancing at Mr. Fezziwig's and some mechanicals at Dark Garden, and I was really fascinated by it, but I didn't really know how to get involved. But that would end up, I think, my only day I've ever visited Dickens Fair as a patron. So the next year, I was involved in Renaissance Fair, and I was playing Princess Elizabeth, and one of the gentlemen at the court afterwards just asked for my contact to tell me more about Dickens Fair, which would be coming up. And I was like, well, I visited. I'd love to do it. But I didn't know how to get started. And I didn't think much about it. And eventually I get this wonderful email. And it was wonderful because so Rydell Downward sent me this message saying, I wrote down your information and I don't remember why. And I thought, wow. I don't think I'd be able to write to someone like that and say, I don't know why. I would have just let it pass. So I feel like really so much respect for him. And that was such like a big thing for me that he did that. And he made sure that I got the information. And so I came to the workshops that year. And so after just visiting once, the next year I joined in. And Rydell, who is the director of other books, has been wonderful to work with. And he saw me at those workshops, and he walked up, and he says to me, have you ever played a non-sympathetic character? I thought, well, no, but I'd love to try. And that's basically Dickens Fair sort of just finds a way to pull you into the magic, and that was just really magical for me to have people meet me and then want to bring me in. So I started that year as Mrs. Stella Havisham from Great Expectations. So I did that for a couple years, and it was very wonderful. And I guess about 2 years in, I got this wonderful request to come portray Queen Victoria for them, and have been doing that for the past 11 years.
How much fun must that have been? What a stretch too for you as a performer, because Estella Havisham's, I remember, is a total brat from Great Expectations, and then you have this lovely, gracious queen. What was that like? Take me back, please, in your imagination to the very first time that you put on Queen Victoria's tiara and stepped out with your royal guard at the Dickens Fair.
Well, you know, I actually remember the first time I felt like Queen Victoria, and it wasn't even at fair yet. It was at the workshops, which we're actually in the middle of preparing for this season. And I didn't know yet. So how I became Queen Victoria for me was really special because I actually got that message on my birthday from Robert Young. The day before I had stepped down as Queen Mary, I was on the Scottish circuit. So, you know, I had just closed a chapter in my own acting playing another royal character, and, you know, I thought that was kind of, you know, I felt sort of done, and I didn't know the next day I received this. And I was just, like, at first I was like, is this a joke? Is someone kidding? And I wrote back saying, I guess I'm going for a hat trick, joking, like playing three queens in 1 year, but I said, sure. And so, yeah, I was just, you know, I understand that it was probably helpful to bring in someone who already had some experience playing royalty. But playing royalty at Dickens Fair is just the best I've had of enjoying that role. So my first experience as Victoria, what I see as my first experience, is actually at workshops. And I didn't know it that I was going to be brought forward. I was told, you know, October before we were opening, that I'd be getting the role. And I was just asked, hey, come on up, come up. And I'm taken backstage and I'm going to be presented to everyone. And I don't know who knows or any of that stuff. And I look at Robert Young, I take a deep breath, I take off my glasses, and I put them, stick them in my back pocket, and just my whole carriage changed. Like, I could feel that this was something new, and I took on that persona, and I walked out as Victoria and looked around. I wasn't sure, because we're taught in our lessons that 70% of what people get from you as an actor is your physical characterization. And that day I realized how people reacted and how people react at Dickens Fair, whether they're cast members or patrons. They're the ones who make the magic. Just like they make the Christmas magic, they make the magic of the royal family. Because their physical characterization, how they react, that is what creates royalty. It is not anything in me. It is everything from the support structure and the people that are behind me and behind the other actresses who portray the queen. Just like that moment sit with me very strong, that the Dickens Fair was going to bring in this young Victorian royal family to celebrate Christmas with them.
I've had the privilege of seeing you with Prince Albert. And it's actually kind of like, whoa, the queen's here. It's amazing. It seriously is like being transported back in time.
It's very special, and I'm so appreciative of all the work that everyone puts into making it happen.
When you say 70% of it is your physical being, and you're starting workshops, what are some of the things you have to do for the other 30% to become Queen Victoria?
So there's also, you know, physical characterization is going to be how you hold yourself and what you wear and stuff. And it's also how you say things. So we're going to be going through not only workshops related to costuming and such, but you have workshops relating to your speech and how you're going to speak. And so that's going to vary depending on what character you're playing. And then beyond that, it's what you say. So doing your research and learning how to interact with people, spending time doing improv workshops, because this is, you know, this is not a theater where you go and sit in front of a stage. You're surrounded by people and interacting with everyone. And that's what's so special about being the queen, is that you get to interact. For me, it's especially the children and seeing these families come up and some of them growing up with us. I mean, I've been doing this for 11 years. There are children that I watch get taller every year. And they were important to me even before I had my own child. And understanding just that, I don't know, it's such a beautiful thing. So all these workshops bring us all together so that as a cast that we can be prepared to put forward this illusion to everyone. And the fact that the patrons come in and, you know, they soak that up and then they play back with us, that is just such an important part, is that the people, they come forward and they want to greet the queen and they want to spend time with the royal family. They want to see them at Fezziwigs dancing and go around on the Grand March. Because when I walk around in that Grand March and I see each and every one of them smile when they catch my eye, it's just, you know, we look forward to it every year. That's what we're preparing for, is to create that magic.
And behind that magic that Laurie and more than 700 characters from Charles Dickens' time and imagination are creating, is a whole lot of preparation.
So we actually started the day before Halloween this year, I believe. But it's actually like the year-round thing for most of us. So we already were doing casting stuff with... So the children, obviously, two of our wonderful children that I started with are all grown up and they have gone on to other roles at Dickens Fair. And so we're bringing in some new children because, of course, Victoria and Albert had quite a few children. And so we're bringing them in, and so we get together throughout the year working on all of those same interactions that we do at workshops. One, so you don't get rusty, and two, people grow, especially the kids, so it's working on the costuming and making sure, you know, nothing stays static at Dickens Fair. It's always improving. So we work year-round to make that come forward when we come out this winter.
What's a day in the life of Queen Victoria like during the Dickens Fair?
So, you know, many people ask me, like, how they can see the Queen. And so it becomes apparent that the Queen is only out for a small part of the day. So for Victoria, she's going to be going out with her family. And there's certain places that you can find her at the fair. And this year, I think we actually have it posted in the paper the different times, so this will make it easier for people. But around 2:45, if you want to watch Her Majesty come out, they open the curtains and you can see the entire army and the navy protecting her as they come out for progress. And this is near the Victoria and Albert stage. So she'll be coming out around 2:45, and her priority at that time is to see all her people and wave and wish everyone, obviously, a happy Christmas and encourage people to come join her over at the Carolers. So we meet at the Carolers and we, of course, enjoy wonderful Christmas carols with them. And by 3:15, we're actually over at the Penny Gas stage and Prince Albert has a surprise for Victoria, a wonderful Tannenbaum that he's going to present to her. And this is a great place where people can actually come, and the Queen has lights on her. She's stopped moving. So the number one complaint I get from people coming is that they can't get a good picture of the royal family. So this is actually a great opportunity. There's wonderful benches there, and you can watch it. And if you bring your children or even adults can come up on stage, they'll be greeted by the family, and you can meet the Queen briefly, and she'll request you to help decorate her tree. And so there's opportunity to do that this year. And then after decorating the tree, we head off to the fencing booth. And this is another great place where you can watch. So they'll often do a demonstration for the Queen, or every once in a while, the children will get up and demonstrate their own skills at fencing. And shortly thereafter, we head back by Patty West stage where the carolers were. And we stop there briefly, and it's off to Fezziwig's dance party, which is my favorite part. And so Fezziwig invites us to his warehouse party for Christmas. And, well, sometimes apparently he doesn't realize we're coming, so it's quite a surprise. So that's always quite fun. And there, I think I mentioned earlier that people can join in the Grand March. And this is wonderful because the royal family really, really enjoys dancing. And so you can join in on the dancing. And then they also do this wonderful Lancers set, where it's a set dance. And the entire cast gets together and performs this beautiful dance. And it's really fun to see how everyone has the choreography all lined up and beautiful. So it's, to me, I feel it's really impressive. And so we're there actually this year a little bit longer, so we get to be there for a full set. And so it'll be a little bit later than it used to be, so it's around 4:20 this year. We'll be at Fezziwig's. And then there's one more opportunity to meet the Queen, where people can actually come up and speak with the Queen, and that's going to be at the Green Man Inn, which is fairly close to the V&A where we came out into the fair. And so the Green Man was this wonderful little pub, and they welcome us and have some entertainment for the Queen, but they also ask people to line up and to come actually speak with the royal family. So this is another opportunity, and if people want to get photos or just if they haven't been to the fair, they are just really excited that they can come there and just have this, you know, short, quiet moment in closer proximity to the royal family. And it's a little bit more personal than perhaps the stage where we're decorating the Christmas tree. So, you know, so we have those two places where you can actually meet the family. And then all the way along, of course, you'll hear everyone saying, make way for the Queen, and it's quite exciting. The entire, you know, all of London gets very excited for the royal family to come through.
And this is daily, right, that people get to decorate the Queen's Christmas tree, the gift from her husband?
Yes, yes.
What does your son think about his mom being the Queen?
So he's played Prince Arthur for the past 5 years. And this year is the first time he's decided not to do it full time, but I do hope he will come out a couple times. Mostly he's just really excited. It's, you know, he comes away from it saying, that was my best day ever. So it's, you know, it's going to be really rewarding for him, I think, to grow up in this community.
This has been great. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
You and I have been listening to Laurie Tavon, who is now in her 12th year of portraying a young Queen Victoria in the Great Dickens Christmas Fair in Daly City. This is the opening weekend of the Dickens Christmas Fair at the Cow Palace. Tomorrow morning, Saturday, November 19th, the doors open at 10 o'clock, and the Dickens Fair is open weekends from now through Sunday, December 21st. They are open on the Friday after Thanksgiving. Hours each weekend day are 10 o'clock in the morning till 7 p.m. This year, the Dickens Fair has instituted select day ticketing, where they sell tickets for specific days. You'll find more information on that on their website, dickensfair.com. That's dickensfair.com. Meanwhile, although we didn't talk about it in this portion of the interview, Laurie is an extremely talented designer who creates beautiful Victorian gowns and corsetry. And you'll get a chance to see her work on her website, laurietavon.com. That's Laurie Tavon. She spells her first name L-A-U-R-I-E, last name T-A-V-A-N, laurietavon.com. And that concludes this edition of Noelophile. Thank you for listening, and may your Christmas season be bursting with merriment and quite royally festive.